This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African-American man died, said very little as he appeared in a court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on closed-circuit television, the ex-officer who has been fired and arrested after Floyd's death was given a $1 million bail with conditions. Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail, as his client's next appearance is set for June the 29th. The three other former police officers who were involved in Floyd's death have also been fired and jailed and await court dates. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. The Justice in Policing Act would revamp legal protections for police, create a national database for excessive force episodes, and set new standards for police training. Now, President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. At a meeting yesterday with law enforcement officials, he said this has been a very good year for what he called less crime.
Put it that way, less crime. And there's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police.
White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany yesterday at a White House news briefing.
What I would say is the president has recognized that the protests have largely been peaceful. Why have they been peaceful? It's because of the actions taken by this administration. If you'll notice, Minneapolis was in chaos until the National Guard came in, and then it was.
For more on the story, visit our website at VOA News. This is VOA News.